This morning I received news that Purnachandra Goswami had left his body, and because I knew him quite well, I thought I would just speak about him somewhat. While I was GBC of the UK at some particular point, and now I can't really say what the dates are, he and his wife, Archana Devidasi, came to, and it may have been that they came directly from the Philippines to the UK, and she was engaged in cooking. She's a very good cook for the deities, deity worship, and he was a preacher, very good preacher, and that's how I remember him as. We used to have a lot of talks because I used to spend quite a bit of time Soho Street, and he wasn't part of so much the management structure. He was the preachers who preached to guests and so on. So our discussions would very often be on philosophy. I found that to be a very pleasant break from my general discussions with devotees, which are usually problem-solving, management, and everything that comes along with that. Because PC, that's how we used to call him, PC. Because Purnachandra Maharaj wasn't in any such position, so we'd often just at lunch talk about philosophical points, and he was a very good scholar. He had a very clear understanding of Krishna consciousness, Krishna conscious philosophy, and he was also a good sadhaka. Very much appreciated that in him. And it was a nice time having him there. And I can't remember even for how long. I know that at a certain point he started traveling to Latvia, Estonia, Russia, preaching there, and that increased, and I can't remember whether it was before I stopped being GBC for the UK or after. More or less it became permanent that he was, he'd sort of moved bases, moved there, and although I remember having a discussion with him sometime at the library in Soho Street, where he'd had this dream that I had given him sannyas, and he asked me whether I'd gave him sannyas, and I think that was must have been, I guess, after Tamal Krishna Maharaj's departure, and of course it didn't work out like that. We didn't pursue that any further. We took sannyas from Mukunda Maharaj. And once I came to Hungary, he started traveling. We didn't really have that much interaction because geographically we didn't see each other. The last, but I remember a very lengthy discussion, which must have been about 2 years ago. It was before his sannyas, because he phoned me. He phoned me, and I remember being in New Rajadam, and he was in Bosnia, and at that time he was getting treatment for his Hep C, which is what he ultimately was the cause of his demise, leaving his body. And he was asking me about sannyas, and we spoke about that at length, and that was I believe the last time that we communicated. He told me about the nature of the treatment that he was getting, and it was quite an intense and physically demanding thing, and then he became initiating guru, sannyasi, or I think he may have been initiating guru before that as well. So it's a loss, but I'm happy. About a few weeks ago, or even more, he was admitted into hospital and went into coma. My personal opinion is that it's not a nice thing, not a good thing, desirable thing for Vaishnav to be in that condition. And then now he left his body, and no doubt went back to Godhead, because he was a Vaishnava. He was a sincere devotee, someone who had done significant service. I think I mentioned that. First initiated by Srila Prabhupada, second initiated by Tamal Krishna Maharaj. He'd done significant service for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And the result of that is that Krishna says, Janma Karma Chame Devyam Chakva Deham Puna Janma Naiti Mameti Swarjana. So, without a doubt, one comes back to Krishna at the time of leaving this body. I was actually discussing with Govinda Maharaj when he was here in Juhu, just this circumstance of being in a incapacitated condition where one is not able to communicate, or one has to be on artificial life support, how it's something that neither of us want to have happen to us. And in fact, he just made out a living will. I've been working on it, but I'm going to sort of copy his, which very clearly states that if life support is the only way to keep the body so-called, quote-unquote, alive, or other such artificial means, that it should not be used. I have, neither he nor I, had any intention of staying in this world by any type of artificial means or any type of incapacitated condition that would allow us to be anything less than in full consciousness, at least being able to preach or speak. Obviously, as one gets older, or if one is infirm, one is not going to be running around and doing sankirtan on the streets, because ultimately it's not a big thing. Tatade antara prapti, you have to give up this body. We should not try to hang on to it by all means. Srila Prabhupada showed that he didn't want to use any type of, what to speak of, artificial means. He didn't want to use any medication. Minimal, within reason, but anything beyond that, either you get another material body, you get a spiritual body, whatever Krishna wants. And that's something that I'm trying to also impress upon devotees, particularly in Hungary, disciples, that they don't get into some type of sentimental bhav. Should I ever get into such a condition of somehow or another prolonging physical presence here in this world, I'd like to go as quickly and expediently as possible. And when I'm conscious, I'll certainly be calling the shots. The only worry is when someone is not conscious. And it's really the responsibility of others. In this case, I'm making my god brothers the executors, so that the burden doesn't come upon the disciples to be able to make decisions under such circumstances. And hopefully, my prayer always is that I'll be able to leave my body in New Brajadan in the at least proximity of, if not in the presence of Radhisham, along with devotees, chanting Hare Krishna. Of course, that will be up to the Lord to decide, but that's always my prayer. Anyhow, time to go, and we'll see tomorrow how easily I can do podcast. Tomorrow's going to be Govardhan Puja. Today here is Diwali, I was reminded of that all night long by all kinds of fireworks going on. It wasn't easy to sleep. But also I'm traveling all morning tomorrow, so we'll see when I can actually get a podcast up. But happy Diwali to everyone. Happy Govardhan Puja and Hare Krishna.